Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're well, guys. It's Sunday, the 28th of September 2014, and it's 12:30 approximately in the PM. And I've been gloss I still am sort of gloss painting. Although I am now no longer cutting corners in order to. I started this a couple of weeks ago doing the hall. There's tons to do. And I started with all good intentions, and I was sanding down and sugar soaping and everything else. And then I got bored of doing that and tried to cut corners and not bother anymore. And it's not working. It's just not working. The paint isn't going on. I'm using cheap paint and cheap brushes as well, which doesn't make it any better. So preparation becomes even more important. So yeah, I've had to essentially give up and put the brush down, pick up the sandpaper and start doing the job properly instead of trying to cut corners, because it's not working. So, enough of my boring stuff. So you can probably hear some scrubbing in the background. In fact, I'll probably stop doing that until I finish recording. How's that? Yeah, let's stop doing that. Let's go make a cup of coffee instead. That's a better idea. Anyway, so right, Boomgate. We should have started that hashtag again, actually. I am basically back to how things were, being an Android user. It's not really affecting me anymore now that RSS feeds are back up and running. I'm still not convinced that wasn't a deliberate, if not a deliberate move, a deliberate test, perhaps, just to see what the reaction would be from the community if they took that function away. It could have just been a simple error. You know, they've managed to switch something off or whatever. I don't know. Just seems a bit. I think, especially when Phil highlights that the it used to be quite a prominent thing to find, and now it's kind of tucked away right in the deepest depths of the website, and it's really difficult to find your link for your followed post. I mean, I only found it because, I think Phil gave me told me how to do it initially, and then that's Phil Taylor Kappler. Then obviously I got the fabulous Yahoo Pipes function through Paul Emer. And if you're not using Yahoo Pipes, then definitely use it. It's brilliant. It works so well. Anyway. So now that that's back up and running, I am I'm snafu. Google that. Google that. If you don't know what snafu means, Google it. S-N-A-F-U. Still janky and clanky, but at least I'm back to functioning how I've been functioning for as long as I can remember. But one thing's occurred to me with this. I've just been listening to various other people on catching up on my audio booze. Hello to Ruth, R2UK. I wasn't following Ruth, and I only just have followed Ruth after a little interaction on Google Plus or Twitter or something the other day. Hi, basically. I'm not sure why I haven't been following Ruth before now, but yes, I am now, and that's good. Just a little aside there. You know, when you start listening to somebody on Audioboo, I don't know if anybody else sort of finds this. I know there was a question was posed a while back about what's important to you, what attracts you to people on Audioboo, and various people give their opinions on what that is. I kind of find that I sort of. Oh, empty my grounds container. Hit that halfway through making me coffee. I find that I tend to decide if I enjoy listening to somebody quite quickly. After just a few minutes of listening to them, really. And it's not necessarily about what people are saying or what their opinions are or their political leanings or anything like that. It's nothing to do with any of that stuff. It's just how quickly I get engaged with the voice that I'm hearing. The sort of expression and emotion and the tone and the delivery of the voice, and it just kind of instantly I'm kind of like, oh, okay, as long as this person doesn't turn out to be some kind of homophobe or racist or anything like that, then, you know, I think I'm going to carry on tuning in here, because the voice kind of pulls you in straight away. And there's a couple of people who I've listened to over the last couple of days, new to me. Who's the other one that I picked up from a recommendation from... Paul Hopkins recommended him. What's his name? Fonzarello, something like that. Anyway, Fonzamundo, that's it, Fonzamundo. Yes, I listened to Fonzamundo for the first time yesterday as well. And again, engaged straight away, latched on. I thought, oh yes, I want more of this guy. I'm getting sidetracked. I'm waffling. Anyway. What was I saying? Back to Boomgate. Yes, something's occurred to me. Now, because everybody is saying, almost to a man, that they're using workarounds for audio boot in order to A, record, and B, imbibe the content. And that kind of poses a question as to why, in that case... Audio Boom must be aware of this. Must be aware. I mean, certainly we've mentioned it publicly on Twitter and on Google Plus and all these other groups where, you know, we have Audio Boom's attention. We do know that they are watching, even if they don't always respond. Although we did get a response the other day, which was quite decent. Although the Google Plus thread is still sitting there wide open, waiting for a response from Lance from Audio Boom. And there is quite a lengthy... point from me. I'm not saying it's well written or anything like that, but I do think it kind of sums up what many people are feeling at the minute. Audioboo and Lance have decided that they don't want to acknowledge that and they don't want to comment, which I find a bit shameful, to be quite honest. I really do. You get a bit of a thing from Lance on there now and again saying, "Oh, hey guys, we've put out a great new updated Android app, which is all working and functional and happy, and go and download it. And it's just to tide you over until we launch the next awesome thing." And the next awesome thing turns out to be Audio Boom, which doesn't even come out on blinking Android. And it's not all that awesome, actually, is it? But anyway, so back to my point. I'm all over the shop. Rambly boo. Sorry, Kate. Anyway, Where was I? Yes, so everybody is using workarounds. Nobody is using the app, or very few people are using the app to do everything that they need to do on Audio Boom. So, in which case then, who's seeing all this promoted content that Audio Boom are putting out? Who's seeing it all? Because none of us are going into the app. None of us are looking at that. That advertising is not working because none of us are seeing it. We're all going to our third-party voice recorders and our email clients and our podcatchers. Nobody's going into the app, certainly not regularly, in order to see all this promoted content. And the only way that they're getting it to me at the minute, if anybody follows the actual Audio Boo channel on Audio Boo... I follow the Audio Boo channel hoping that I get updates from Audio Boo about what's happening. That's never happened, but what has started to happen? They've started to feed me this paid-for content through their own channel. I'm getting stuff from TalkSport and all kinds of stuff coming into my feed through Audio Boo's own channel, which I think is really dirty and really naughty. But anyway, I can just delete, skip past, whatever. But yes, it just occurred to me, surely it's in Audio Boom's best interest to have a fully functional, absolutely flawless app in which we can record offline, we can edit, we can upload without being connected to the internet. You know, I don't know how that works, like we do with email, where you can just send it and forget it, fire and forget, type uploaded. We want all that kind of stuff, and it's in Audio Boom's interest to give us all of that. Because when they get an app that is 100% functional and enticing and makes life so easy for us, so we can just literally open your phone, press a button, record your content, play it back maybe if you want to just check it's okay, hit send, bosh, away you go. Maybe you can just quickly find your user that you want and send them a quick or her a quick direct message. That would be fantastic. You can in-app comment. You can do everything that you need to do within that app. Audio Boom, it's in your interest to give us that, because then we will see all of your content every time you pick up our phone. We will see all of this stuff that you want to sell. Just a thought. Maybe it's a wild one, but makes perfect sense to me. Thanks for listening, guys. Catch you all later. Take care now. Bye-bye.